Welcome back to the Purple Political Breakdown. How's it going? How's your day been? And today we are back at it again, episode number 92. And as I said, I am kind of changed how I am going to approach you. I'm going to try to do daily podcast episodes to have a conversation, to kind of inform you about what's going on and talk about current issues consistently. And of course, I'll still have my Monday and Thursday episodes that will appear on the Roku app. And potentially my YouTube channel, I'll see how I feel about that. But of course, if you enjoy, rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify and leave a review and let me know what you guys think, of course. Now, the two main topics of today will be talking about the UN approving the Gaza ceasefire and the ban in Florida for social media for kids. So that's going to be the two main topics that I want to talk about. But I have a few things that I want to mention to kind of inform you about a couple things going on if you don't know already. First thing, of course, is the raid by the federal officials to Diddy's place of residence. I mean, Diddy has a lot of allegations to his name, and all this stuff that is going on for these celebrities definitely is going to shed a celebrities and elites in general will definitely shed a new light on the, not corruption, but the scandals, the improper use of power, and all the nuances behind the Hollywood industry in general. Another thing that took place is, by the time you listen to this, I think a couple weeks ago, Baltimore Bridge collapsed after a huge ship explosion or huge ship collision. It's very unfortunate, I'm not going to lie. And welcome back to the Purple Political Breakdown. How's it going? How's your day been? And this is episode number 92. Again, this is an update that I'll be producing daily podcast content on Apple Podcasts and all these other podcast directories, of course, that you can listen to every morning, 8 a.m. EST. Where I'm going to inform you about certain issues taking on, and I'm going to give you my nuanced perspective, my purple perspective on the topic as well. If you enjoy the content, rate it 5 stars. And if you want to communicate with me, you can go to my website, www.purplepoliticalbreakdown.com, where you can contact me individually. So there's a lot of interesting topics that I want to talk about. Let me talk about some more low-key news. I'm not going to go into in-depth, but things that you may want to know, of course. Diddy had his house raided by federal officials. It's really shedding light on the corruption that may be going behind the scenes of Hollywood and the industry that we've been criticizing for so very long. I mean, it really doesn't even stop there. I'm sure you have heard the allegations that happened to Drake Bell. I'm sure you've heard of the allegations that have been brought up for Dan Schneider. Like, this type of stuff needs to be addressed, and I think I don't really care how much money you're making or how famous you are. You need to be held accountable. Of course, we got the Baltimore Bridge collapse and RIP to the people who potentially died, and this is a crazy situation to take place in the first place, so hopefully that all works out for Baltimore and the people affected. And lastly is the U.S. and U.K. announced criminal charges and sanctions against several Chinese hackers that potentially has ties with the Chinese government, which is why the sanctions are by the U.S. and U.K. on China. China is very upset about this, but after an investigation, we'll see the legitimacy behind this. Now, let's dive into my two main topics of conversation. The UN approves a Gaza ceasefire and Florida officially bans social media for kids. So I'm going to give you the information and then I'm going to tell you my personal opinion regarding it afterwards. Now let's start off with the UN. So the UN has approved a Gaza ceasefire. Apparently this is going to be an immediate ceasefire, or this is the hope anyway, in the Gaza strips during the remaining weeks of Ramadan, which ends April 8th. 14 voted in favor and U.S. actually abstained because they believed the resolution did not condemn Hamas enough and specifically condemned them for their attacks on October 7th. They also said that when they were trying to create a resolution, that they asked for changes in the text that removed permanent ceasefire and replaced it with a lasting ceasefire, according to diplomats, and wanted to make a ceasefire conditional to the release of the hostages, which is in line with its policy and the negotiations that it led in Qatar and Egypt. Now, from this current resolution that did take place that the U.S. did abstain from, they said that this will be an immediate ceasefire, and it should be, or it's announced as unconditional, meaning that there should be no condition, release all the hostages, and lift all the barriers to the provision of humanitarian assistance. So Hamas has to release all the hostages, of course, and Israel has to allow humanitarian aid in the Gaza Strip for the Palestinians. Now, after this took place, you would assume, or from the casual perspective, that Israel would just listen, and Netanyahu would, okay, fine, if this is what the UN wants, we're okay with it. Well, as of right now of the making of this podcast episode, Netanyahu didn't like this whatsoever. Matter of fact, he immediately criticized the United States for allowing the resolution to pass and ordered a delegation scheduled to go to Washington to hold high-level U.S. and Israel talks regarding the matter. Another Israel official also said, and I quote, "The state of Israel will not cease firing." Will not cease firing. We're vernacular. "We will destroy Hamas and continue fighting until every last hostage has come home." So from what we understand is that as of right now, Israel has no intention to stop what they are doing. They have no intention of a ceasefire and will continue to push into Gaza and Rafah to get all the hostages and kill the Hamas leaders. This is very tough. Now, of course, a lot of us just want peace. And it seems like, from my point of view, from the information that I'm seeing, that if there is a way to release all the hostages that Gaza and the Palestinians and Hamas will abide by, then wouldn't you want to take that opportunity? The anger for Hamas is somewhat warranted. I don't think you should be able to deny that, considering what happened on October 7th, considering what's been happening for so very long since World War II. This has been a conflict where there was no clear victor, there was no clear winner, and anytime you try to make it so, you really fall on deaf ears. Nobody is going to agree to you if you think that your side is right and the other side is wrong, if you think that your side is just and the other side is evil. As of right now, it's very clear to me it's a nuanced case. It's very clear to me that it's a very complicated scenario. And moving towards peace should be the goal from every individual involved. As of right now, Netanyahu has no intention to cease fire and broker peace. He wants to eliminate Hamas and grab all the hostages. So right now, this doesn't make sense to me. Right now, it seems like Israel is too bloodthirsty. That's the perception. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm getting from the actions, from the quotes being said. We hear the terminology all the time. Perception is reality. Now, is there certain things that haven't been ironed out? Maybe. Do we guarantee that Hamas and the Palestinians will abide by the UN's proposal? It's unsure. It's weird. We don't really know. And the U.S. tends to always back Israel. Israel's been our ally for a very long time, other than a few exceptions, of course. And even abstaining is considered a huge deal. People have criticized Joe Biden and how he handled it. People think that he should be either more in favor with what Israel's doing or more against what Israel's doing. Again, there's no winner in that situation. As of right now, the abstaining and the quote by Biden saying that they might be going too far, they better have evidence in terms of invading Rafah, they better know what they're doing. It's very clear to me from the perspective of the U.S. that they're not happy with the aggressive actions from Israel. And I think that is fair to say. So as of right now, Israel and Netanyahu are on shaky ice. They are at a point where they're going to lose more and more support around the world. A lot of the Arab countries obviously are not happy with it, of course, as well. So if you have an opportunity to free the hostages, I don't know why you don't take it. I know you want to get rid of Hamas, but your intentions is getting more and more murky, from my point of view, at the very least. Now, let's dive into the last topic. Ron DeSantis signs legislation banning children under 14 years old from signing up for social media accounts. It also requires platforms to obtain a parent's permission before giving accounts to 14 and 15-year-olds if they did get approval. So, basically, social media in Florida is banned for kids. Social media accounts are not allowed to allow them to have social media, and they are going to make it more strict and stringent in terms of signing up for a social media account instead of just faking your birthday, which I'm sure we've all done back in the past. I mean, I can remember me doing it from my Facebook social media account. So I was thinking about this and really kind of figuring out what are my thoughts, what are my opinions. And honestly, I see both sides. I'm going to point this out and let me know if you agree or disagree. Social media has a purpose, but social media and what is on social media shouldn't be accessible to all kids and teenagers. I've consistently criticized what social media has become, considering a lot of it is just porn and bots nowadays. And do you want your child to go on there? I'm not even talking about the intricacies of certain interactions and the false misinformation that may be getting fed into kids. I'm just talking about the surface. This is a very, very top of what is social media as of right now. And it's just a lot of sex and bots. It's a lot of scams and ads. Kids don't need that. One thing that I've said consistently is I don't think we should get rid of social media for kids. I think we should create social media for kids. Now, that's going to sound weird to you, but here is my line of thinking. Social media is part of us. It's a part of society. Interacting with people around the world, having these immediate interactions, having a place for you to belong to if you can't find somewhere to belong to in person. I mean, the art of interacting with a kid next door is almost gone to an extent. Social media is the outlet. So getting rid of it is basically getting rid of a shed of humanity that currently exists. That's just the truth. So as of right now, getting rid of it doesn't really make sense, but changing it, adapting it, molding it so there's two different types of social media is something that I am strongly in favor for. I think we should create a teenager kid social media, and then we should create an adult social media. When it comes to social media, we actually had a Senate hearing, I think a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, and they talked about the harms of social media on children. What is weird to me is that there is a certain, I wouldn't say excuse, but there is a problem in the sense that they find it very difficult to make sure that the proper security measures and security checks are in place to prevent kids from getting harmed to an extent. For certain content to not be approached to them, so for certain people not to interact with them, contact them. But you know, it would be easier so you don't have to weed out every single person and verifying their age and verifying if this is truly who they are. Just make two social media accounts. Make one for adult and adult uses and make one for children and teenage uses. And the children and teenage use social media, what is very obvious to me, oh, you ban all that harmful content. You ban all of it. The sex, the porn, the violence, all of it is gone. The only thing that should remain is the ability to interact, the ability to talk to each other on pages on social media, on timelines on social media. All of that is still there, but it's heavily moderated to ensure that it's not corrupted to its core. That is what we should have. That's what would make the most sense to me. Now, with this put in place, can we eventually achieve that? Can we eventually arrive at that solution? I think it's possible, and I think it's warranted. Adult social media, I have issues with as well. But if you're an adult, do whatever you want. If you want to corrupt yourself, go right ahead. But kids, teenagers, there's a lot of molding there. There's a lot of growth there. There's a lot of ignorant perspective there that I think needs to be shaped properly. And this is just one way to do it. This can be a stepping stone. This can be a walk towards progress from Florida. Even though I don't like the idea of outright banning it, I do like the idea of putting pressure on social media companies for them to create a kid version of social media. That is the reality. Because as of right now, we understand that you only can do so much in terms of preventing your kid to use technology. That's not going to exist. But you give them a place to belong. You incentivize a place to interact. You allow them to connect with their peers. The parents who say, yeah, it's okay for you to have a social media, and the ones that say it can't, the differences between the two will be gigantic. So yeah, that is my personal solution. That is what I personally believe in. We should have social media, but we should have social media for kids, and we should have social media for adults. So that's all we got for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, feel free to rate it 5 stars. And if you want to contact me directly, go to my website, www.purplepoliticalbreakdown.com. I have a motto here that I want you guys all to abide by, potentially. Political solutions without political bias. That's all we strive for. Progress and moving forward. You have a good one. Take care and peace.